Oh my gosh. Baby, let me. I did it again, so I'm gonna let the. Oh my. Baby, let me love you down.
What is going on, everybody? It is Saturday, February 10th, Season 6, Episode 7 of the Tailgoats Podcast. Happy Super Bowl weekend, Super Bowl 58, which is taking place in the damn near brand new Allegiant Stadium, home of the Las Vegas Raiders. A Super Bowl in Vegas. What a time to be out in Vegas if you're there. Hope everybody's having a good weekend. Sorry for the little bit of a layoff, a little bit of a state of the podcast address right now. And I don't have it right in front of me. We're approaching here in the next couple months the 100th recording of the podcast. And what a journey it has been. We've just getting started getting people on the podcast and celebrities on the podcast. And I've enjoyed my brother, Andy Finn, Mark Cerzik, Michael Narduli, Brian Nagel, and everybody else that's helped contribute to the podcast. And it is truly a grind. And the guys have been super busy. And even with the Super Bowl coming up, I haven't been as needy and said, like, hey, we need to get this out. And we're coming up on a dead period here, which is going to be helpful because there is a little bit of a burnout, and this is a lot of work, as many of you may know or not know. There's a lot that goes into creating the content of what we talk about. And, you know, one of the things that I've found to be very difficult, and something that I've said that I want the podcast to be shorter, and we're doing a little bit of that by breaking it up into two different segments now, and still in the works of launching our gaming channel and brand. And that's something that myself and Sam Pate are working very hard on the Nintendo side of things. And Andy and Mark are working hard on the Xbox side of things to be able to give you guys a lot of content there as well. There's a lot going into that, and this thing is going to be a well-oiled machine at some point. In the meantime, I'm trying my best to put out as much content as possible. And for those of you that are the loyal listeners that text and wonder where the podcast is, I apologize to you, but also invite you to come help and create some content with me. It's fun down here, and we do have the capability of doing it remotely now. I'm still not too keen on doing it in public just because of how much equipment needs to be moved around. I'd love another mixer, but quite frankly, a play on words here, it's just not in the mix right now to get another mixer. We do have the mics because the studio mics now are just phenomenal. I hope we sound good to you guys at home. But nonetheless, that's the intro. We're going to be slowing down here a little bit. I want to do more baseball this year, and as the NBA playoffs approach, I have a few other gentlemen that are going to help me a bit with basketball that I'm super excited about. But anyways, going to try to keep this short. I only have a couple bullet points. We're going to talk about Super Bowl 58 and the gambling aspect. The Kelce family's been in the news a lot this week, and the Brook Park Browns, which... I think things are trending in that direction. Super Bowl 58, Allegiant Stadium, Las Vegas. First time the Super Bowl is being held out in Las Vegas. Not the first time that there's been a massive crowd for the Super Bowl. But Vegas has been in the news for professional sports this week because the Oakland A's need a temporary stadium before they make their move to Las Vegas. Now the Las Vegas mayor is saying, hey, not so fast. You guys should reconsider staying in Oakland. The infrastructure of where you want to put the stadium is just not going to meet the demands of Las Vegas. I think Las Vegas has proved to be a great home for the Golden Knights. And, of course, the Raiders, there's less games. Obviously, in hockey, I think they're in the 40-ish range. Home games, and then obviously the Raiders only play there 8 or 9 times a year, plus whatever other events they want to host in Vegas. I just don't know if And I might be wrong. And there's people in Vegas all year long. If maybe the mayor of Las Vegas is onto something, saying, "Hey, like, I don't know if this makes sense. You guys should still reconsider the fan base in Oakland and getting a stadium out there, because that stadium is just a dump." But Vegas in the news just because the Super Bowl's around the corner, and obviously they're enjoying the company of people coming in from all over the world due to the Super Bowl being in that absolute gorgeous, gorgeous stadium that I hope to get out there this fall when the Browns visit Allegiant Stadium for the first time. Anyways, without further ado, Super Bowl 58, NFC West versus the AFC West, San Francisco 49ers versus the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City Chiefs are on the way to a dynasty with this impending Super Bowl, a Super Bowl I think that they're going to win, and I'm going to keep the podcast shorter. I'm going to get down to the nitty gritty. I'm not going to get down to stats. I'm really not going to get down to players. I'm not going to get down into props. Good luck with prop betting. This is one of the biggest prop betting weekends of the year. I don't know if I'm going to dabble in any of them. Maybe I'll do the coin toss. I think that there's some unders I'm interested in, not so much the overs. But I don't want to get too bogged down on the stats. This is what I want to talk about. This line is reminding me a lot of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Tom Brady team versus the Kansas City Chiefs. And it was a line that the Buccaneers were the underdogs, and the line never really moved. And this line came out plus two for the Chiefs and minus two for the 49ers. This came out on Championship Sunday for the conference championships, and it hasn't moved. And we've said this before on the podcast. For the line to move a half a point, there really needs to be $500,000 placed on one side. $1 million would place move the line roughly a point. Now, with that being said, the big name bettors really haven't shown their public tickets yet, which another reason why the line can move in one direction is then people see celebrity bets and they think, oh man, I want to get on the excitement of being on that side. And I'm going to tell you guys what I think is happening here. I'm on the side of the Chiefs. The podcast is on the side of the Chiefs. We went 6-6 in the playoffs this year. We have an opportunity to go 7-6, something that we haven't done in the playoffs in the history of the podcast. However, we are 3-0. In the Super Bowl. We've never lost a Super Bowl, and we're on the side of the Chiefs. I think it's the right side. The problem I see is that 76 to 80% of the money and tickets right now are on the side of the Chiefs, and this line hasn't moved whatsoever. So what does this tell me? Well, for one, the bookmakers in Vegas may look at the Chiefs being the dog side of money, and against the spread as a sucker bet. People are lining up down the streets to wager on the Chiefs. This is what happened on the side of the Buccaneers when Tom Brady won the Super Bowl. This line didn't move, and they were dogs. It didn't move whatsoever. So I think that they're trying to, and this isn't really a conspiracy theory, I've talked this out with several people, and it makes sense that, you know, Vegas took an absolute ass beating. Sorry, Aunt Donna. Those t-shirts are still in the works. The Sorry, Aunt Donna t-shirts, they'll be available in sizes extra small to 2XL. Just say Sorry, Aunt Donna on the front of the t-shirts, coming soon to our merch store in development. Anyways, shout out to Aunt Donna. Vegas took an absolute ass beating on that side of the Super Bowl, but the lights never shut off in Vegas. They are interested in this weekend, and this is my theory, interested in making new gamblers and getting people hooked that, oh my God, I got the Super Bowl right. It's a big weekend. There's an emotional tie to gambling that elicits a dopamine response in the brain that thinks that makes you think that you're good at this. And I caution you people. The prop betting is very, very difficult. There's a volume of it, and you feel like you have to get involved. I would strongly recommend whatever your normal unit size is. Let's say, for example, one unit's $20. I would suggest on prop betting that you make micro bets in the size of 1/10 of your unit. So, for example, once again, if your unit's $20, I would wager $2 on each one of these prop bets if you're going to get involved in the volume, because it's very difficult to go even 50% on props. It's very, very, very difficult. I think that the Super Bowl is an opportunity to hook new gamblers, and Vegas is okay taking a loss. The lights never shut off, and I think that the Chiefs are the right side. Something about me says, you know, Vegas is happy to take everybody's money, 76 to 80% of tickets on the Chiefs, and knowing that the 49ers are going to win. The 49ers are a very good team, and the way I see this game playing out is if the Chiefs do not have a good first quarter and they fall behind 14-0, I think that they're in big trouble. I think that they're in massive trouble. I don't think this Chiefs team is as well equipped as they were in the past to make big comebacks. If this game is more of a grind, I think it plays in the hands of Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and the Chiefs. We went 10 minutes here without even mentioning Kelce and Taylor Swift. I'm getting to that in just a second, because I actually am more interested to talk about Jason Kelce. But anyways, I think that this game, if it grinds out, it plays in the hands of Andy Reid and the Chiefs. It's going to make me my sad. One of my boy crushes in the NFL, Shanahan, I think that he's done everything right. I think that they're right there. I think this is a tough Super Bowl to lose. You know, George Kittle, he said he would be back. They're back. They've got a very, very good team. And quite frankly, anybody that says that the Super Bowl is boring, this one, that they're happy, I know that there's Lions fans that are incredibly bummed, but this is going to be a good game. This is one to get excited for. I think it's got the opportunity to be an instant classic. Now, moving on to the Kelce family, Taylor Swift, real quick. She's going to be shown on TV, and get over it. She's likely going to be the Super Bowl halftime show next year. I'm going to give you a little bit of tidbit. I opened up the show with "Oh My God" by Usher, because rumor has it that that's going to be the opening song. So if you have a way to wager on that, I think Justin, of my friends, is the only one that does like weird offshore stuff. He likely can find that for you. Contact him. He's all over the place at Mortgages, and I think at Mortgages and Baseball Cards on Instagram. It may be the other way around, but he may be able to help you out with some of that offshore stuff. But Jason Kelce in the news this week, seems like he's striking while the iron's hot as he retired. I think that the Kelce family can't get any more popular than they are right now. Rumor has it with his retirement, he is seeing to strike a deal with Fox Sports and get into the booth, talk in the booth a little bit. And I'm excited for that. The Kelce family, Cleveland Heights natives, it's just more power coming out of Northeast Ohio. That's all I'm going to say there. Get over it if you see Taylor Swift. She's excited for her boyfriend. Who cares? It has no influence on the game whatsoever. The NFL it's not rigged because of Kelce. No, it's not. Just forget about it. Anyways, Brook Park Browns, and we're going to wrap this thing up. Browns are in the news again. The Haslam family strong-arming Mayor Bibb to move the Browns out of downtown. Haslam, obviously not very happy that the two other stadiums got city-funded money, and he's looking for a little bit more help to keep the team downtown. The stadium's kind of in a weird area, and obviously it's historic grounds. It's on the same exact site Municipal Stadium was at. Basically, all they did was tear the stadium down and damn near push the remnants of it into Lake Erie to make an artificial reef, which is actually pretty cool. Some Cleveland tidbit history that maybe you didn't know. Artificial reefs basically are breeding grounds for fish, and that helps Lake Erie out. And at any rate, moving to Brook Park, they're purchasing an area near the airport, less than 200 acres of land near the airport. So what does this do? This is really going to help out Brook Park. It's only going to bring, you know, 8 to 9 football games a year, but this stadium is going to have a roof. And I got done telling my sister this week, you know what, like, the cold games, there's no home field advantage. I'm sick and tired as a fan going there, running in place, doing jumping jacks, doing everything I can to stay warm. The hardcore tailgaters, even with the roof, are literally going to still do their thing. Tailgating is going to be awesome right next to the stadium, closer to the stadium. Parking's going to be more expensive because it's going to be stadium controlled, obviously, not by the city of Cleveland. However, Brook Park's, what is there not to like? Obviously, there's going to be a little bit a need for infrastructure and ways to get people in and out of the stadium. But you know what they did in Richfield? They did it for the Cavs, and the Cavs were one of the most popular teams in Ohio back in the day. They got huge concerts in and out of Richfield. Just shared this week that Kiss and Ozzy Osbourne came through Richfield, and the tickets were like $12. That's unbelievable. But I think the move to Brook Park is going to happen. I don't think Mayor Bibb is going to bite, and unfortunately, he's going to lose out. The city of Cleveland's going to lose out. I don't know what else to really like add there, and you know, I think the move to Brook Park is a really good thing. Anywho, that's all I got. Chiefs, this is the order of bets I would take. I'm on the side of the Chiefs. I'm recommending if you really do think that they're going to win, I think that they win by somewhere between 2.5 and 6.5. I would do an alternate line and make some money. If you're not a fan of doing that, Chiefs money line, then Chiefs plus 2. Okay, take it from here, Jameis.
You know, one thing my trainer, he told me, he said, what did he say? He just told us to be prepared.
This has been another Tailgoats podcast, powered by Go Cleveland Productions.